So we're going to have a little meditation before we begin this final channel of the Goddess Tour. So close your eyes. Feel the breezes wrapping themselves around you this morning here on beautiful Crete. The sound of the waves, the wind in the palm trees, and your beautiful hearts here together. Each one of them sitting in this circle like beautiful beads on a necklace that is fit for the goddess. Breathing into your heart, let each wave crashing on the shore be a breath to clear you, to purify you, to create an intention that this time together here on the Greek Goddess Tour with Kryon, that we are healed, that we have filled ourselves with the wisdom of the goddess. The goddesses that we find here on the island and in Athens, and the goddesses in this group, each one holding wisdom, each one bringing something beautiful to this family of goddesses here, the sacred divine feminine goddess that each one of us has living inside. And with each breath, we see that goddess manifesting in the outside world, letting her walk with you, before you, letting her light shine from you. And come into that place in your heart where she lives, where the sacred divine feminine, the seeds of our Pleiadian mothers, live. And speak to us with joy and celebration for our time here.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The sound of the wind, the waves, give it away. Indeed, we are still on the beach. And this is the final message of a series of profound messages and energies in profound places. Dear ones, I know who is here. I know about your lives because I am connected with that which is the central source. I want to give you a parable and a question. This is the parable of woe. Now, we always use the same person, the human woe. And we call woe woe because woe is a woe man. So it can be either gender, and that's important. But for this conversation, we will refer to woe as a he. Woe is fascinated with all things esoteric. This is his life. And this parable has woe finding something extremely special. It's like a radio. And he hears from this radio interesting sounds coming from it, and yet it's not even plugged in. And he says, how can this be? Here is some kind of communication device, and there's voices or noises, something is coming from it. Woe takes the device home, and he studies it, he works with it, finally he can get clarity in the voices. He discovers over time the voices actually will change. They can become different genders. Depending upon how he tunes this radio, it's magic. Imagine a device without connection to anything on the planet. It isn't plugged into anything. It doesn't even have power connected to it, and yet it works. Woe writes a book. How this is done. He does experiment after experiment. He takes the radio to the sand. He puts it inside. He puts it in a cave. Makes no difference. It's always there. It seems like the transmission is always perfect as long as it's tuned in to the right frequency. He is so fascinated, and through his life, he becomes an expert on the radio. Many books. He is then the scholar. Woe finds himself satisfied with all that he has accomplished, and at the end of his life, he makes a trip to a faraway place, and meets there a shaman. The shaman has heard of Woe and his research, and Woe sits with the shaman. Woe has been revered as the one who discovered the radio. The one who knows how it works, how to tune it in, all these things. He expects the shaman will congratulate him for all this esoteric work. After all, it's a shaman. And the shaman looks at Woe and says, "Congratulations." And Woe says, "Thank you." And then the shaman says something to Woe that shakes him to the core. The shaman says, "Woe, what did the voices say?" And Woe says to the shaman, "Sir, I have no idea. I never listened." There are human beings who are so fascinated with the esoterics that they never listen to the voice. The man in the chair, is he simply speaking wise things under the pretense of channeling, or is he connected? And if he is connected, to what is he connected? Is it possible that you are hearing a message from exactly where he says it's coming from? So many humans are so concerned about the process. They study the process. They study the radio. They want to know the minutiae of the Akash. Some of them even become readers, and they never ever listen to the voice. They are consumed with the minutiae of the magic of all things esoteric. And then they get into that which is multidimensional, and depending upon their mind, they are captured with the magic of it all. Because it's out of 3D, and it is something that they just love to know about and know about and know about, and yet they never really know what it's all about. I ask you now, have you listened to the messages? Have you come to simply sit in the energy, hold out your hands and sing songs? And you might say, "Yes, that's what I came for." And I'll say, "Well, bless you for this. For there's good energy and there are good songs and you bond. And this may be the only experience, but in this, all you've done is look at the radio. What is it saying? What does the Akash say to you? What are you going to take home? What are you going to do with the feelings and the emotions that may have spoken to you about your self-worth, your importance to the planet? Are you going to go differently than you came? Will your mates know, will your children know that there's been a change in your life? Or is it going to be same old, same old? Same thing. Is this a series of esoteric studies? Or is it more? It is time for you and all those listening to understand that the radio has messages. And these messages are right for you with your name on them. And yes, it is interesting. And yes, it is multidimensional. And yes, my partner is in a trance. And he is connected to the source and giving you information that is pertaining to the now in a new energy that respects humanity because it sees what is going on and what you're going through. What is it that keeps you from the full message? Do you have a problem that is either physical or perhaps it is emotional? Perhaps you think it's just you and you'll never shift and you'll never change, and so therefore it's just you. Never hearing the message that says all things can be reprogrammed. That inside you is the shaman you know is there. Inside you is something you can grab and bring out. You can change everything about yourself. It's never too late. And then there will be those who say, well, why? Why should I do this? If you ask why, then you're not hearing the voice. Because the voice is filled with a third language of love and compassion and awareness. And you know why. Because the planet needs your compassion, understanding, knowledge, and your Akash. That's why. As an old soul, this is what you can share. It's not that you're responsible to do so, it's that you want to. Because everything inside you suddenly is aware of everything else. And the problems you brought will start to drop away. And the physical things will start to correct. And you will find yourself actually living as another human being. That's why. And so before we say goodbye for this duration and this series, I ask you, is the man in the chair just a radio making sounds? Or have you really heard the message? And the message comes to you in compassion and love, sincerity, beauty, from a family member who you are starting to remember as the creative source of all things. You're connected, dear ones, more than you know. And so it is.